What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Off the ball, breakfast.
Fairly extraordinary feeling. Just stood up and I just stood there in silence for a couple of minutes. I actually could not believe what I just seen. It was absolutely remarkable.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the ball, breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Aisling Thompson, back-to-back All-Ireland champion. I saw the relief in your face when that whistle went and you dropped to the floor. What does it mean to you?
Do you know what? Every single All-Ireland is hard, but honest to God, I can't remember the last time we had to work that hard for one. In fairness to Galway, they threw everything at us. They threw the kitchen sink at us. You know, at one point we went up 6 points and I think they got six on the trot. Like, we earned every single ball that we got, every single score. And that's a testament to Galway. But look, I'd rather win an All-Ireland like that than go out and win by 15 points. It honestly, it means everything. When I heard the final whistle, I just said, thank God. Thank
God. You in the middle there, like, you sort of orchestrate the whole thing. And sometimes you have to play really selfishly. You lay the ball off, you get back into position. Well, I'm sure there's times you'd love to bomb forward, but you constantly do the right thing, and that's your game.
Yeah, look, I think at half-time we were just a small bit unsettled around the middle third. You know, they were kind of getting a spare man around the midfield. So we just had to go back and kind of concentrate on ourselves rather than worrying about the opponent and just go back to doing what we do best. But look, as I said, like, Galway threw everything at us. It's a test that we probably didn't get throughout the championship. So, and obviously when you come to Croke Park, it's just different gravy, like. But yeah, look, we settled into the second half well. When the pressure came on, we dealt with it. And yeah, just look, getting over the line, it's all you want, like.
And back-to-back champions, it's not an easy thing to do. It must be sweeter that you have done it now.
Absolutely. I think, you know, good teams win All-Irelands, but great teams win back-to-back. And, you know, you go from being the hunters to the hunted. A bit of both, but that's what we were. We were being hunted this year and we knew everyone was coming for us. So you have to work that bit harder. And look, our hard work paid off in the end, thankfully.
And for you and your journey with Cork, like, and the dreams to win All-Ireland, you're getting to live out those dreams. But if you think of all the tough times that you've had to get to this point.
It's worth every single minute. You know, I always say it was probably something that just rolled off the tongue in the past. But honest to God, like, being 34 years of age now, I can honestly say that I'd never take back anything that I've went through, because I wouldn't be at this point in my career only for it. You know, the resilience that I show out in the pitch is what comes from outside the four white lines. So everything is worth it. All the hard work, sacrifice, everything. It's just for days like this, like, there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
And I'm sure you've needed all these teammates around you as well.
But this is it. I've said, you know, it's probably the most, what's the word? I've never felt as good as I have this season in terms of just feeling like I've accomplished so much in my career. But that's credit to the players that are around me. The transition they've made over the last 5 and 6 years is unbelievable. Like I said, if I'm off my game, I know there's someone left or right of me that's on it. And that's not 15 players, that's 20, that's 25, that's 30. And that's something, you know, that stands to me. That stands to my confidence. And again, I've only my teammates to thank for that.
And sport, what it's done for you in life and all of these girls, like what you get from it and seeing all your supporters here today, passing the cup around there, like it's incredible what it can do.
It is, and they lift us every day they come out, you know, like the girls that come down to Parky Cueve on the days that there's nobody there and you see busloads of kids. Like, I was that child once that wanted, you know, we wanted to be out on the pitch, we dreamt of these days, like, so us winning here in Croke Park, we're making their dreams come true, and that's all they want to do. I know in 10 years' time, there's girls in that stand that are going to be out on that pitch when I'm an all-woman cheering them on. So.
And what is it that drives you so much to keep going, to constantly keep going, doing it for Cork for so long, Ash?
I think there's a new test every year. Like last year was completely different kettle of fish. I was coming back from my ACL, and do you know, I was an impact sub, something totally different that I've never done before. And I think this year was a new challenge. Like, I thought that I came back so well from the ACL that, you know, when the winter came, like, I just wanted to push through it and get as strong as I could be coming into the pre-season. And as I said, I've never felt more accomplished in my whole career as I've had this year. And I think that's down to my physio, that's down to my strength and conditioning coach, that's down to my teammates, my management. Everyone around me has pushed me to this point. And, you know, I think those setbacks have just made me hungry. It brings a new challenge every year.
Amazing. And what will the celebrations be like? Will Hannah Looney be going back down the River Lee?
Listen, you said it. You took the words right out of my mouth. Hannah Looney, Saoirse McCartan, what more do you want on a team? Like, so that the celebrations will take care of themselves.
Good, Sebastian. Congratulations.
Yeah,
well
thank
done.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Saoirse McCartan, the down woman, winning All-Ireland for Cork. How does it feel to be back-to-back All-Ireland champion?
Absolutely unbelievable, to be honest with you. There's probably not enough words to describe it. Like, I think I'm fortunate enough to be here and to win back-to-back is just, like, it's surreal.
And to come off the bench, what's that like for you? What do you like watching on, first off?
Do you know what? Like, I'm probably not used to it, but I think as, like, I kind of realised that once you accept it, it's actually much easier. So, like, I think I just kind of watched the way the game was firing out, and then I suppose I just kind of relaxed going on. Do you know, the only thing you can do is your best, and at the end of the day, like, I'm lucky enough to be able to come on. Do you know, there's some girls that have trained all year and I didn't get that opportunity. So, yeah, just thankful I got my chance and I embraced it, really.
You did embrace it. You came off the bench and those 2 points were absolutely crucial.
Oh, they were grand. Like, I think I was just in the right position at the right time. And I think against a team like Galway, like, you don't actually get much opportunity. So I think once you do, you just have to take it and hopefully they go over. And today they did, thank God.
And to do it with this team, you seem like a really close-knit bunch. If your celebrations are anything to go by last year, they'll be good again this year too. But to do it with this team, what's that like?
Like, it's unbelievable. Like, we are like sisters in every literal word.
On the Rebels, up down.
Here, Hannah, we need to know. Are you going back down the River Lee?
Apparently I'm going bungee jumping off the Shandon Bells, but we might do both. We'll go down the Lee and then we'll try bungee jump off the Shandon Bells. So if you have any contacts with Fintan and Paul, you might put in a good word.
Already. So what will the celebrations be like overall? Last year, it'll be hard to top it.
It will be hard to top it, but like,
this group loves a challenge.
You've two good eggs here, so we'll get the tone, set the tone out tonight. Boogie in the room after. Then we'll recover, get on the train. Big night in Cork, and then we'll go Tuesday. We'll do the 12-12 in Flannery's. 2-2, I think.
Yep.
Shift in Flannery's. And then, yeah, we'll go down the Lee Wednesday and we'll just go out for the week.
Yeah, it is all planned out, yeah.
It's Hannah's plan. My plan's a bit different than that now.
What's your plan? What are you doing?
Have anyone got an EP ticket?
Oh, there you go. Here's a call out.
Yeah, we could do that too. But it'll be busy. It'll be busy.
Hannah, tell us, what has it been like since Saoirse has come on the team? Like, she told me there, she's 3 years in Cork and she's 2 All-Ireland medals. Not too bad.
Yeah. Ara, you know, she's good crack, so that's why we keep her. If she wasn't good crack, we'd have to think about it. Like, her camogie's all right too, but it's the crack's the main thing. No, she's really, really good for the tunes, has them all. Some plays a few that I don't like at times and she knows about it, but no, she's very good. She's a good addition, yeah.
And to win back-to-back All-Ireland's pretty special.
It's phenomenal. Like, I think, you know, we always knew it was in us, and I think for us it was like, it just seemed like we were building from last year. It didn't seem like there was an end. So, we'll enjoy the winter and go again, Saoirse.
Yeah. You're enjoying your time on court?
Yeah, loving it. Yeah. Long may it last.
Girls, fair play, ladies, enjoy it all. Fiona Keating, congratulations. Back-to-back All-Ireland champions. That sounds nice.
Yeah, God, you know, coming up here today, we always knew we'd have a big battle against Galway. You know, I think any time we meet, it's a close encounter. And especially after last year, I suppose, you know, the hardest thing to do is retain a title. And we knew we had a target on our back. So I think, you know, we just put in the work over the past few weeks and months. And, you know, we're lucky it paid off today.
And you had to work hard today. It was a 1 point in it at half time. You really had to dig deep.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, both teams had their homework done. But, you know, I think the last 10 minutes, I think our defenders were absolutely outstanding. You know, no ball went past them. And, you know, Laura Tracy was just sweeping up all those balls there towards the end. And, you know, that went a long way today. She played outstanding.
And who did you run to first and that whistle went?
I suppose, you know, obviously my club mate is Saoirse, so we were the first ones that met each other. So, you know, when you're playing with them at home in the club level and you've grown up playing with them, I think, you know, it's extra special winning an All-Ireland title in Crow Park.
amazing. So to be out here with Cork, winning All Irelands, I'm sure growing up this is everything you wanted to achieve.
100%. I mean, you know, a lot of us started off when we were 5 or 6, and the dream was always to play for Cork, and you know, winning All Ireland titles in Croke Park, not to mind one, you know, having two now is something really, really special, and you know, something we definitely don't take for granted.
And what will the celebrations be like now?
I suppose Bam O'Clock will be starting not too long, but you know, I think the week is long, so we'll have to spare ourselves.
You know, from last year.
Yeah, definitely, speaking from experience.
Good one, Fionn. Thanks so much. Well,
thanks a million. Thank you.
Carl, hard luck today. Disappointed, I'm sure, but what a fight from that Galway side today.
Ah, yeah, listen, we've been a lot of obituaries written for the last 6 weeks about Galway Camogie, and I think the girls answered them out there today, and have answered them for the last couple of quarter-final and semi-final as well. Just super proud of them. You know, we felt training had gone really well for the last 5-6 weeks. We felt in a really good spot coming in, and we were. And we really performed, massive performance out there. Just unfortunately, we didn't get over the line. You know, we probably had chances coming down the stretch and just didn't take them. But look at, you know, Carker, you know, an unbelievable team, an unbelievable squad. They'd, you know, great impact off the bench today, and look at their deserving Ireland champions. And unfortunately, we came out second best, but you know, the girls tried with the boots on, as they always do.
Yeah, they absolutely did, a massive performance, and a lot was said coming up to this that maybe you're playing inconsistent. Can they back it up? And they backed it up on the biggest stage of all today.
Oh yeah, but look, we never doubted them. You know, I think there's huge belief within the group. Okay, we knew things weren't going well. You know, it didn't go well down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, but listen, for us, you know, as a management, we felt we were sitting ducks in the semi-finals the last 2 years. You know, top the group is something that's going to have to be looked at. You know, we topped the group in 2022 against Kilkenny, and you know, ended up, you know, playing them. You know, we had 4 weeks to sit in our arses, and they played a quarter final last year. Cork got huge momentum out of the quarter final against Kilkenny, and yeah, it's a tougher route to go, but you know, the quarter final is, you know, the route we want to go down. We felt we get momentum out of it, and we did. Obviously, the win against Tip was massive, and yeah, listen, we did put in a great performance today. It was there for us. Unfortunately, we probably didn't take the chances, and that's going to probably haunt us for a while. But it's never questioned these girls' attitude or their commitment or their quality, and that's shown through today. It's just unfortunately wasn't good enough.
And scheduling wise, do you think there's something that could change there with having that time off?
Listen, it's not an advantage. I don't want to throw stones today, no, but yeah. You know, it's not an advantage, you know, to top a group and then have 4 weeks where you're just waiting, and you could be drawn against the same team you have to drop in the group against. You know, it's you know, that's the way it is. I think they were seeded this year, which, you know, we probably didn't realise at the time, but you know, the last 2 years we weren't seeded, so you could actually get the team that you were, you know, in the other group, you know, the winners of the other group. So I just think it's you know, maybe, you know, if it's not an advantage, it needs to be an advantage to get to semi-final. It needs to be an advantage to top your group. But if you're waiting 4 weeks for that semi-final, I mean, I'd say, you know, if you asked Tip, maybe they would say, you know, the first 10, 15 minutes against us, they were probably, you know, probably not to the level they needed to be. And but I don't know, that's my opinion. People might agree with me, but it's definitely something that can be looked at, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. And for today, a point up at half-time, and it was Cork that really came back out and got that bright start. I think it was 1-2 without reply, but your girls came right back into it once again after being, and I think it was 5-6 points down at one stage.
Yeah, listen, they made a few, in fairness to their management, they made a few good changes at half time and kind of threw things a bit. They got a lot of ball, they played their full forward line really deep and their half forward line really out the field, and I suppose, look, we wanted to go toe to toe with them, and that's what we did. And I suppose they probably used that, you know, we just took us a few minutes to get to grips with it. But yeah, they looked huge reaction from our girls to get 6 points in a row and get back to level. And yeah, listen, the big plays in the game, then unfortunately they got their scores, and we just seem to miss a bit. But listen, that's how things go. We're really, really proud of the girls. You know, they've been unbelievable for the last 6 years, in fairness. And you know, it's funny, today is probably one of their best performances, but just unfortunately wasn't good enough. And that's credit to Cork. Listen, they're super champions, we knew that. And you know, it's a super win for them today, and because they deserve it.
And it's not an easy place to be in as a manager when you're seeing all the work that goes in, and they go out here today and they put the performance in that you want them to put in, and they do it, and it just comes up short.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the Croke Park is a lovely spot to be. You know, it's where you always dream of being up. You know, it's a dream to be in a Ireland final. It's a tough place and you lose it, that's for sure. You know, we've worked incredibly hard, and girls have worked incredibly hard. Not just this year, but you know, for the last 5 or 6 years. You know, and the day with the boots on today, but look, unfortunately, it just wasn't good enough, and it's a tough dressing room there. It is, it will be a tough defeat, and it'll be hard to take it. But listen, we're just super proud of them, and yeah, it's just unfortunate we didn't get over the line.
I know it's raw at the minute, so I do appreciate you speaking to me. Did you get a chance to go in and speak to them in the dressing room yet?
No, I listen. It's as you can imagine, it's a quiet spot. I'm going to go in now and talk, and that's not going to be easy. It never is. But look at, as I always say, I'm super proud of them. You know, we've had unbelievable good days up here. Today is unfortunately it is a tough defeat. It is a tough defeat, and it's going to be hard to take. But as I said, I'm just super proud of them. You know, as proud of them now as I. Any of the two errands we won, you know, we just probably just gave the performance, but you know, just didn't probably finish the job, and that's that, unfortunately. But listen, they're a super, super team, and they're going to be up here. It's going to be plenty of them up here, plenty more times in the future, and looking forward to that. It's just, you know, today is just, as you say, it's raw and it's tough, but unfortunately, just, you know, just didn't get over the line.
Hard luck, Cole. Thanks so much for your time.